Post Game Central is brought to you by University of Phoenix.
Number one, you know, I said from the beginning during the summer and since I've been here, really, our team is what we earn. And so far, we've earned a 4-3 record. That's who we are as a football team. Very proud of the 4 wins, disappointed in the 3 losses, but very proud of our team. I like this football team. We have struggled in every game to gain traction, but we've always battled back. We've always found a way to be in the mix of the win or the loss at the end of the game. And I'm proud of them for it. They stick together. This team is a team built with good character and leadership. They play together. They're accountable for one another, as our coaches are. And I'm proud of them for that reason. Now, there's areas that we have to get better at looking towards our next game, our next opponent. For me, these areas are this, and our team would say this, and our coaches would say this. Number one, we want our offense to play a complete game. We've had several slow starts. We've had some fast starts. We've had some middle sections that were good, and we've had some middle sections of the game that weren't as good. We've had some great finishes. We want to play 4 quarters and be consistent in our ability to produce points and win the battle of the day. Defensively, we have to improve in terms of our assignments, our discipline, and our fundamentals. If we do those things, we'll play better defense, we'll rush the passer better, we'll have more stops, more the transition or the third and long type down stops, and improve overall in our ability to win as a team. Our special teams, upswing yesterday with Devin's return, and Devin obviously had a big day against Minnesota this year also. We want to gain traction in terms of being more consistent. We've had a lot of good coverage plays. We've had some that we would want back. We had good coverage this past week. So where we want to gain is in the consistency of our special teams. I really feel that Podlish, Adam, has gained traction, is headed in a very positive direction. Robbie has been very consistent and excellent throughout his career and this season. And Patrick Manley just continues to be one of those eighth wonders of the world that just keeps going and keeps plugging and keeps having a level of excellence. Those are the areas that we want to get better. And again, I'm proud of this team. We have earned what we are. I said from the beginning there would be dust on that highway to get where we want to go. Our goals to be in the playoffs, to be in the championship hunt, to be in a position to win a Super Bowl. Okay? We've definitely got some dust on the car. We got to clean it up. We've stepped in an oil patch or two. We got to get that off our foot and move forward. I know this team. I trust this team and our coaches to work together in this organization to work together to get better and to get ready for this next game, our next opponents, the Green Bay Packers. Well, the most important thing about what Jay's injury is when he comes back. We'll look forward to him coming back. You know, as I've said repetitively, you know, we're going to not talk about contracts during the 2013 season, or there's no reason to because it's not the here and now. We're going to focus on here and now with Jay, as we will with all of our players.
What do you make of his season up to this point, though?
I thought he's had a good year. I thought he's improved as a player. You know, I've said it in the past, I'm a Jay Cutler fan. I continue to be. I think he's improved as a player. I think his overall demeanor and his calmness has improved. I think he has certainly gotten the ball out faster. I think he's hitting more targets. I think he's been a key part in our leadership and leading us to victory. Well, really, trades aren't dependent on injury perspective. Trades are dependent on getting correct value in the exchange. That's the most important thing, is to not put your club in a position that you lose value while trying to gain a player. You know, we've worked trades here the last couple of weeks. We just haven't found the correct combination of value and player exchange. Well, it won't be done, Hub, until it's the contract signed, but he is on his way. So yes, we anticipate that all happen. He has to pass physical and he has to sign contract, but we anticipate that that's going to happen.
And will you be looking at veterans for Lance's spot as well?
Yes, we will. We're going through that review process right now.
Are there any other moves that you can share with us? It seems like a couple guys are cleaning out their lockers.
Yeah, we released today Steve Mannieri to make room for Jordan Palmer. And we also released Ricardo Lockett off our practice squad. His ability to play the position, number one, which he clearly demonstrated this past Sunday, and probably foremost, and just in terms of Josh, the person and the leader he is, the buy-in that he has from this team in terms of being able to be a positive part of winning football on Sundays. You know, I didn't notice it because I don't always watch the huddles, you know, previous, but Josh McCown's in every special teams break before they go out on the field. That, to me, signals to everybody what type of person this guy is. I mean, he could be content staying over the sidelines with the headset and a clipboard, literally, but he's not. He's a big part of this team. He's a big part of this leadership group of this team. But we're a team that still has the ability to win football games. That's how I look at it, Dave. I don't look at it as the severity or how we compare to others. I'm concerned about our team and winning football games. And to win football games, we have to improve in all areas, offense, defense, special teams, scouting, everybody.
Post Game Central is brought to you by University of Phoenix.